It seems like an easy sell. Put a trail through Rocky Flats National Wildlife Refuge that connects it to other wide open places. But the idea is facing a lot of scrutiny. That's because the U.S. once manufactured triggers for nuclear weapons there at the refuge. And now, several cities are mired in a debate over safety. KUNC reporter Anne-Marie Awad has been looking into this, and she joins me now. Welcome, Anne-Marie.
Hey.
So let's start with those concerns about health. I mean, is there a danger to visitors to the refuge?
So that really depends on who you ask. According to federal agencies that have had a hand in managing this site over the years, that's the Department of Energy, the EPA, they say that the site is safe for humans to be on. Mm-hmm. And that refuge is the area around the former Rocky Flats plant. When we talk about Rocky Flats Wildlife Refuge, we are not talking about the actual site of the facility, which is still off limits to people.
So it was completely cleaned up?
No, not necessarily. But the radioactivity levels, according to the Department of Energy, are below a safe threshold for human presence.
You said the area where the plant used to be is still off limits?
Yes.
Okay.
So what's there mostly right now is monitoring equipment from the Department of Energy, and that's mostly soil and groundwater monitoring.
Okay. Well, it sounds like, you know, there may be some people who aren't quite satisfied with this, you know, assurance.
There are a lot of critics of the Rocky Flats Wildlife Refuge, and they have been pretty vocal in the last several decades. There is Rocky Flats Technical Group. That is a group of researchers that had studied the area in the 70s. They found airborne radioactive particles in pollen and in snow. It's worth mentioning, though, that those measurements were taken long before the plant was actually shut down in 1995. And there are many employees of the former Rocky Flats plant. They talk about their own health problems or the health problems of their friends. So there are definitely a lot of people who don't feel that this cleanup has been sufficient.
Right. Well, let's get to what's set off this debate now. There's what's called a greenway that state and federal officials want to extend through the refuge to link it to a system of trails that would eventually take people all the way to Rocky Mountain National Park, about 75 miles north. Several cities and counties border the refuge. They're all debating the greenway. Why?
Well, the greenway is actually just a small piece of it. And that is a plan as a part of President Obama's America's Great Outdoors initiative. Mm-hmm. The idea with that is to connect urban areas with the great outdoors.
Sure.
And so the northern Denver metro area would be eventually connected by a big walking or biking path to Rocky Mountain National Park. Mm-hmm. What the matter of dispute right now is the means by which they would connect the trails that already exist at Rocky Flats to that greenway. So just to be clear, there are trails at Rocky Flats already. Rocky Flats is technically already open to the public. They did a soft opening a few months ago.
Okay.
Really, what we're talking about here is a grant process to get money to connect those trails to the greenway.
Okay.
And so Jefferson County kind of started all this by saying, you know, we want to apply for this federal grant, but they can't do it unless they have buy-in from Westminster, Boulder, all those other surrounding cities.
Okay, right. So what do the surrounding cities get to do or say when it comes to this proposal?
They do have a say and they don't. Jefferson County, like I said, wants to start this grant application, but without the buy-in, it's kind of difficult to get the grant. The way that it works is that local municipalities have to put up a certain amount of money, and the federal government will match that money.
Mm-hmm.
Boulder has voted yes. They voted to contribute up to $200,000. It's on the condition, however, of further soil testing being done in the area. So they're being very careful about it.
Okay.
Actually, Boulder City Councilman Sam Weaver said that one of the reasons he voted yes is because the wildlife refuge is already open to the public. It's not the only reason, though.
The best way for Boulder to be able to influence the direction of the overall Rocky Mountain Greenways project is for us to be involved rather than sitting on the sidelines.
Okay, so what happens next?
So the federal grant deadline is May 21st. Obviously, more than one state and city is applying for these grants, so it is competitive. It'll be about maybe another month before we know if the Rocky Flats project actually won the money.
All right. Thanks for looking into this.
Thank you.
Anne-Marie Watt is a reporter for KUNC.